Welcome everybody to the first IceMed podcast. Today, my guests are Andreas Melzer and Wayne Wang. I hope I've pronounced your name right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about right.
I am the technical assistant of the IceMed, and I will guide you all through this process today. But maybe you can both start by introducing yourselves and talking about your role in the IceMed. And maybe before we start, Andreas, maybe you can go ahead and say what IceMed means so everybody is on the same page.
So IceMed, you started as Society for Minimally Invasive Therapy, founded by John Wickham and many others. I was there at this inauguration meeting in 1988, and we looked into the concept of converting invasive surgery into minimally invasive procedures. And urology is an excellent example, because open kidney stone surgery went into transurethral procedures, and then to lithotripsy, which wasn't so successful, though, however, from very invasive to non-invasive. So during the course of time, the big societies in surgery and interventional radiology picked up that topic, and SMID became smaller and smaller and weaker. And we decided to change the name to Society for Medical Innovation and Technology. Why so? All this was always technology driven. The minimal invasive surgery basically was the endoscope, long time existing, but then the chip camera came along and it could be fitted on. Many people were able to watch via the monitor the procedure, and this made it really work. And we have a lot of technologies over the time coming along and further improving. So the society is run by myself and my wife, Leon's mother, Christine. And we have meetings in many places. And fortunately, another one in Asia and Taiwan, run by Wayne, who is an outstanding surgeon. But also, and this is quite an interesting organization, runs the IRCAT. IRCAT started in France by Jacques Marasco and is all about training and new technologies. And I think this will be a very interesting event, run by Wayne. So that's for me for now.
Perfect.
As an introduction. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Maybe Wayne, you can go ahead and introduce yourself and talk about your role in IceMed.
Yeah, thanks for a chance to explain IceMed and what I do. So my name is Wayne Huang. I went to med school at Tulane, and then I came back to Taiwan, trained in surgery, became a digestive surgeon, focusing mainly on hepatobiliary surgery and hernia surgeries. My family also runs a privately owned hospital chain that my father started exactly 50 years ago. So this year also marks the 50th year of our hospital group. So under our hospitals, we established a very unique training center that Andreas just mentioned, called the IRCAT, which was started in 1994 by Jacques Marasco in Strasbourg. And we discussed, our group discussed with him, and we created IRCAT Taiwan in 2008. And so this year is also the 15th year of IRCAT Taiwan. So it's just a perfect timing to help hold this IceMed event, along with these two important milestones in our hospital and the training center's journey. So what IRCAT Taiwan does is we work with EuroCAD France, and later on also with EuroCAD Brazil, to form this really unique alliance of training resources. So to train a lot of surgeons and physicians in Asia countries. So we train usually around 2,000 to 3,000 people a year, run over 100 workshops a year from every specialty from head to toe. So it's a really interesting journey. And I've been the director of EuroCAD Taiwan since the last 8-9 years. And so my role also evolves from a surgeon to sort of educator. And also we, throughout the 15 years, we have also created a research development center for researching on surgical related technologies. As Andreas mentioned that these advancements in surgery is very closely related to technology. So we focus on surgical imaging, surgical robotics, and AI to help the surgeons perform safer, better surgeries. And we're lucky to, I think Taiwan is a really great place to do these kinds of innovations, because Taiwan is very well renowned for precision manufacturing, semiconductor and electronics manufacturing. So even though we're not located in like US or Japan, where there's a lot of big companies, but we are our manufacturing capabilities have worked closely with a lot of large medtech companies. So throughout the years, we in our EuroCAD training center, we have also worked closely with these manufacturing companies to kind of license out our innovations. So we created a couple of companies. Also, I'm also involved in a couple of venture funds that's helping startup companies. I'm really excited to bring the iSMIT meeting, which is I've been attending for last 6-7 years. Really prestigious event, really great innovations. Meeting of the minds that I really enjoy, and I'm very happy to be able to bring this event to Taiwan this year. Oh, I don't hear you.
Oh yeah, sorry. Thank you very much, Wayne, and I think we can all agree that we're very much looking forward to the iSMIT Congress in Taiwan, and thank you very much for hosting and being the Congress president. And maybe to make to paint a picture of what the iSMIT Congress looks like, maybe you both explain a little bit what that means, what the iSMIT Congress is about.
Andreas, you want to start, or shall I start?
Yeah, sorry. The conference is comprised by various different disciplines, and usually is engineering, physical science associated with this, so that we look not only into the pure clinical results of minimally invasive procedures, we look into the way they've been conducted to help engineers and physicists to understand what is behind the medical concept, so that they can then in return design the better technology suitable for the clinical demands, which is often a bit hard because or not accomplished in the way it should be accomplished, because sometimes this link is missing. So we have quite a couple of exciting specialists with named lectures coming from the founders of SMIT. The John Wickham lecture is a clinical scientist who pioneered minimally invasive surgery. Usually then we have the Gerhard Buhes lecture. Gerhard was a immediate member of ICEMED, also a pioneer of endoscopic surgery, who invented himself a lot, has a lot of patents, which was at that time unique. And be looking for a clinician who is on the technology side. And then we have our main supporter, John Abeler. John Abeler is the founder of Boston Scientific, and he's supporting us to a very large extent. And we're looking for an entrepreneur, pioneer, who made his way within the field of minimally invasive therapy by founding a company, by introducing a successful product. And last but not least, we have the Earl Owen lecture. Earl Owen, a surgeon who joined SMID from Australia many years back, and he was the first surgeon ever transplanting a hand successfully. And this unique capability to do this kind of surgery is something we are looking into to find a clinician who is doing very outstanding, very unique procedures. Perhaps the only one able to do it, where we had a couple of SMID members who were in that category. And the other main ideas of the program is kind of special focus sessions dealing with everything around a certain subject, for example, gynecology, orthopedics, interventional radiology, gastrointestinal surgery, neurosurgery. And this is also reflected by our conferences who were run by those people over the time, by intervention cardiologists in Czech, Slovakia, and Brünn, by a lead neurosurgeon from Germany in Baden-Baden. So we had a long list of these specialties, and I'm very happy that Wayne is now the one who puts the whole program together in Taiwan, and that he's again from the surgical side of things. Wayne, perhaps you could add a bit of the special issues and special components of your program within the framework of the usual ICEMED program.
Yeah, thanks. Yes, of course, try to keep the really great traditions of ICEMED, where the engineers and surgeons, innovators, and business people can have a sessions together, and to, you know, not just talk about surgical stuff, but for the surgeons to discuss their inventions, and for the engineers to also discuss their inventions, so they can come together and create something that will work. So like everything from AI, robotic surgery, surgical navigation, you know, interventional radiology. So everything like newest emerging technologies on the horizon, diagnostics, and also very importantly, affordable medical technology for use in low income countries. I think it's a important issue. And sustainability is also, I think, an important issue in the medtech industry, to have technology that can lower the waste usage. I think that's also an issue that's becoming more and more important. Collaborating with some societies in Taiwan and in Asia, such as the Robotic Surgery Society. There's my co-president Mikhail Diana from, you know, Strasbourg. He's an expert in ICG fluorescence guided surgery. So there's going to be a session on that, and from energy based surgery and things like focused ultrasound. technologies for use in various places. So that's the area where Andreas is expertise. So we're gonna organize a session on that. So it's gonna be a lot of interesting sessions. And I'm also working with a really really great event organizer who are planning sessions that can assist in networking. So we're gonna have a session that will in like 30 minutes help the participants rapidly get to know 15 to 30 people that they've never met before. So that can, so this can really facilitate the intensity of the discussions and the hopefully the satisfaction, the fulfillment that they can get out of the 2 days of the event. And on the third day of the event, it's an added option. We have a workshop for creative thinking and innovations that can facilitate collaboration for the people who come to this meeting. So I'm still working on that. And potentially I'm also working on a workshop that people can get to experiment and do hands-on workshops on the technologies and surgical equipments that we offer in EarCAD. So currently we have Hugo and Da Vinci that's already in our lab that we can allow the surgeons, the participants to practice on some tissues. So I think it'll be a great event to experience a lot of new technologies for the participants.
Okay, thank you very much for giving such an broad overview to all the interesting topics that are going to be talked about at the Congress. And maybe I'll just give some more very, very important information. So the Congress is held on the 19th till 21st October this year in Lukang, Taiwan. And it's going to be three days, as you've already heard, of interesting lectures, workshop regarding medical innovations, technology, and very, very many more interesting and the time actual topics. And maybe you can address for whom this Congress might be interesting, who could benefit the most of the Congress.
Andreas, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So, just from a general perspective of SMIP, usually the engineers, research and developers, PhD students truly benefit from the possibility to interact with leading innovative clinicians talking about the unmet needs and the medical applicability of an exciting idea. And we also encourage younger people to join and to send in their abstract and give presentations. We have a Young Investigator Award. We have poster awards. We have an award on the best presented technology. So these are really exciting things for younger people. And usually what we try to attempt is free access or very low priced access for students so that they can early get quite a broad view on what's going on in medicine in the area of minimally invasive therapy and technology applied in clinic. So Wayne, perhaps you can bring in the aspect of your conference in this regard, the attractiveness for Asian people to join this international meeting.
It's the first time this meeting is held in Taiwan, and usually this event is rotating between Europe and USA. So I know we have had this meeting in Korea and Shanghai, but it doesn't happen that often. And so, you know, I look at the schedule for the next couple of years. So we're still back in the Western world. So it's a really great opportunity for the Asian countries, researchers and surgeons to come together and enjoy this really really great meeting where innovative ideas are presented. So like Andreas was saying, like engineering students, postdocs, researchers in the field of medical device, AI, and new therapeutic modes that should be interested in this meeting, and they can see some of the latest developments and discuss with physicians, clinicians, surgeons in various fields. And so I think in this meeting, in addition to just listening and discussing with them, specifically designed sessions to facilitate discussions that they can rapidly exchange with many people. And there's also a startup corner where we're going to have a panel of experts, and so where companies or startups with new ideas can come and pitch together. So to create interactions with everybody. Yeah, so it's going to be exciting. So I'm inviting a lot of people from Asian countries. It's also very nice that we have the EarCAT Training Center for the last 15 years, where we have trained over half of our trainees are coming from all the various Asian countries. So we're taking advantage of this network to invite people.
Very cool. And I guess for younger students, it's very important to get a network of sophisticated surgeons and medical technologists, and to really get a lot of knowledge from the workshops and the lectures. And I guess this is one important thing from the Congress. It facilitates this knowledge exchange, the network and collaboration. So for every young professional out there or student, this Congress could be very important for you. And exactly. So do you have another topic you want to get into right now?
Yeah, I think very important, as you mentioned, younger people coming from an educational point of view, but it's also a networking career build. Today's medical innovations are internationally related. It's not just one country. You should ever market your device. And medicine is international. So all the clinical fields are connecting via the publications, via the conferences, so that treatment, although it's specifically changing a bit from the area in the world, Asia, Africa, Western countries, in the way diseases appear or diseases being treated. However, in basically the procedure is roughly the same if it's minimally invasive, interventional, or surgical. So that either an engineer, biomedical engineer, or a medical specialist, a clinician, should have a broad view and a broad knowledge of what's going on internationally. So, and having its network, so also some time spending abroad as a sabbatical forms a career, and it's very important for the CV. So this is not just about the educational part, it's about the career build to join such a meeting.
Yeah, so so we're hopefully we're expecting 400 to 500 people. Already have you know, over 150 submissions for the abstracts, and with another 30 or 40 invited speakers. So it's going to be a really great event, and already seeing over 20, 30 countries being represented at the conference. So it's a really exciting event.
And when do you have a website or a social media account where interested people can find out more about the Congress?
Yes, I think, I believe the website is, let me check, it's us. Let me get back to you.
Yeah, sure. For general information, you can go to ismit.org, ismit.org. And as I see right now, there's already a link to your to the Congress. So
yes.
If you want to learn it's more, just
yeah it's submit2023.com. www.smith2023.com. That's the website for this year.
And registrations are open right now, as I see, right? They are open until the 13th of October.
Yes, so we have a deadline for early bird registration, which is August 14th. So hopefully we can all register by then to take advantage of the discounts.
Perfect.
So we spoke about the technology, the meeting, and all this blah, blah. What about the social life? I assume, as far as I know, Taiwan is a beautiful country. I was there 2 times. And Lukang specifically is a beautiful area. So could you enlighten us? How are your
yes,
whatever social events, tours, anything people are attracted by in addition to the technology concept?
Yeah, you know, we're not just a computer island. We are a beautiful island with a lot of natural resources. Mountains, beaches on this island, and also a lot of interesting traditions and great food, cuisines. You know, our history is mixed by the Aboriginal people that inhabited Taiwan over maybe 10,000 years, and then immigrations from China 300 years ago, and then occupied by Spain, Portugal, Japan. And so that all left a mark and the interest in our culture. And lastly, another immigration from the KMT party who came about 70 years ago. So we had, you know, national treasures from China. We have cuisines from all parts of China and Japanese food, really interesting mix of cultures that you can witness. And Lugang, where the venue, where our center is located, is actually one of the oldest towns of Chinese immigration about 300-400 years ago. So we have temples that dates 400 years ago that are still one of the largest in Taiwan, and we have really beautiful old streets lined with brick walls and brick stones, and that were made over 100 years ago. I know these sound really really nothing compared to European old cultural towns, more than 1,000 years. But it's still a nice sight to see. And for those who are more adventurous, you get to, there's a lot of mountains climb. And in the East Coast, if you are staying a couple more days, you can enjoy really nice mountain views and beach views on the East Coast. And if it's we're located about if you get off the airport, international airport in Taoyuan, near Taipei, it's the taxi drive to the hotel is about an hour and a half, and then from the hotel that we arrange for you in the website, we have daily shuttle bus to and from the our Congress venue, so it's very convenient. So you don't have to worry about transporting. For the Congress dinner, we are arranging it in a very nice traditional restaurant where you can enjoy Taiwanese cuisines.
Beautiful. Yeah. So really looking forward to it. So an unfortunate question I think we should discuss, because many people are afraid when I'm mentioning Taiwan that China's aggression will exacerbate, and China is talking about taking over Taiwan. It's basically owned by China, all these terrible things. So what is your view in this? Is there any risk you would foresee that the meeting would need to be canceled? Or it's very difficult from the outside, as we had the meeting in Israel, as you know well, and there were the same discussion, same problems, and Amir could provide us a very safe meeting. So this is a question that's just for our audience. We should be honest and clear about that problem.
Yeah, thanks for bringing this up. It's always a tricky situation, a very political situation that we have between Taiwan and China. However, we have been under threats from China for the last 70 years, and we have been going through several crises where tension has heightened. They have even, fire missiles across the Taiwan Straits into Pacific, sort of over Taiwan's island. But of course, there's always a risk now that what we are witnessing, what happened in Ukraine. But, that's just kind of solidify more the meaning of ICEMET, that we're holding it in Taiwan to, support innovation, support democratic and a free country where people are basically free to do as we like and to say what we want. So I think it's a really even more meaningful to come together. And of course, I won't say there's no chance that a war will happen between China and Taiwan, but and I have a lot of friends who are worrying about us in Taiwan. How are you? Is China coming over? But but we basically, if you travel to Taiwan, we still have like over 10 million travelers per year, every year. So to Taiwan from every country, there's a risk of war for every country, I believe, not just Taiwan. In Korea, perhaps there's a there they have a neighbor that's as crazy as Russia. And if the war breaks out between Taiwan and China, I think Japan is certainly, and even Philippines will certainly be very much involved, and not to mention USA. So every country has a risk of war. So, but certainly won't, deter people's freedom to move around and to enjoy meeting people, friends. So I really encourage people to come and see Taiwan for yourselves and see that we have 23 million people really, just happily going about our daily work, daily business, really peacefully. And, you know, we have great food, great wine, great beer, great whiskey. So that's something that's sure you'll miss if you are, you know, just afraid that something might happen and that you cannot go to that place. Yeah.
No, absolutely. I share this. we in Germany, very close to Ukraine, and if Putin gets completely crazy with atomic weapons, we would be deeply involved. So a whole rounding nations are somewhat involved and at risk. And I think for now, as far as the media presence about this conflict, it's rumor, but it's not accumulating, it's not going further. And I think Chinese leaders are a bit more rational and clever compared to Putin, who seems to be completely irrational. And it's all about the business at the end.
Yes,
which
I think
we would have hoped with Putin, but he has another agenda. So this, I think, is not a terrible,
yeah,
risky situation at the moment. And as you said, there's always everywhere, more or less, wherever you look to aggressive leaders taking a lot of risk. But
so very good.
You see, it's discussed, and therefore I thought we'd mention it and clarify the situation.
Yes, so we can definitely travel to Taiwan and be part of the Congress without worrying a bit. And I think if we are focusing on the interesting topics of the Congress and of the aspect of networking, we probably have a lot enough in our brains to do apart from worrying. So maybe we can wrap it up and do a short recap. So for this episode, so we have the ICEMET Congress in Taiwan coming up from the 19th till 21st October this year in Lukang, Taiwan. And the Congress President Huang and the ICEMET President Andreas were here with me. They talked a little bit about the conference and about the society. And yeah, we're encouraging listeners to learn more about the ICEMET on icemet.org. Join the organization and, of course, participate in the Congress. If you have any closing remarks, I'll give the last minutes to you. And on my side, thank you very much for participating.
Thank you, Leon, for setting this up. This ICEMET I'm representing are extremely happy to have Wayne spending all the effort of organizing a conference, which is always a huge burden and effort. And such a great progress already been made. We are looking forward to a very exciting meeting, Wayne.
Yeah, thanks for, I'm really, really grateful for the opportunity. It's a really great honor for me and for my organization to have the chance to host this really prestigious meeting in Taiwan, in Lugang, in our center. So we have prepared, you know, a great program with the help of our presidents and our steering committee, and really really exciting topics, excellent renowned speakers from very, very prestigious many fields from around the world to come together. And we're trying to get the attendees to get the most out of the meetings. And of course, the social events and also the potential to see the beautiful island of Taiwan. So I hope that you can all come to Taiwan and enjoy this really great, exciting event in Taiwan.
Perfect.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we'll hopefully see you in the next ICEMET podcast. Bye-bye.